This episode is brought to you by Max. The new HBO original limited series, The Sympathizer, is an espionage thriller and cross-culture satire that follows a communist spy during the final days of the Vietnam War and his new life as a refugee in Los Angeles. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr. and based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Sympathizer is streaming now exclusively on Max. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
Hey, you! Hey, here's one of our favorite episodes of The New Day. Feel the power. Check out the rest on Spotify.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Coming to you. I say live, but it's never live. Live, it sounds good. From the Pelican Room at the Rusty Pelican in Tampa, Florida. Folks, it's the new day. Feel the power. Take it away, fellas.
Yeah. What's going on? I am Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed, if you're nasty.
You got to be nasty to call you Austin Creed?
You do. Trust me.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Have I been nasty this whole time? I've been calling you Austin Creed for like years.
I mean,
I didn't know I was nasty.
Well, welcome to the club.
All right. Well, thanks.
You know, I am Big E. You know my story. You know my trek. You know my path. Mm-hmm. Cove just did the. You're not wearing a watch right now. You're not
wearing a watch. See what time it was.
11:59.
Right. I'm just letting you know. Anyways, you know this is the first time we've been in person for quite some time. So I'll save my story about Langston for a while. But anyways, let's move on.
I thought you were gonna say. So I need to tell you my story.
Yeah.
In past details. Yeah. Since we're in person.
Let me go back a few years.
And I am Kofi Kingston, and I'm a little pissed off right now.
Why are you looking at me, Kofi?
You know, we have this amazing brunch. First time we're here in person. We talked about how we would set the ambiance. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Big E had a great idea. We should all wear Hawaiian shirts.
But shout out to Big E. Hold on. Round of applause for Big E.
Thank you.
Over here, the Rusty Pelican, for finding this amazing establishment.
Fans.
And, you know, we talked about the outfits that we're going to wear. Okay, Hawaiian shirts. Let's all wear Hawaiian shirts. That'll be great. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. What colors do you want? You're texting back and forth, you know, with the details.
We're coordinating.
And I noticed everybody in the room has a Hawaiian shirt on.
Including you.
Everybody has a Hawaiian shirt on. Mm-hmm. And then you get me this.
A Hawaiian shirt.
This is a Halloween shirt.
Feel my shirt. Feel the sleeve.
No, I don't want to feel your sleeve.
No? This is the same material.
Same texture.
The material.
The
material is not what determines the Hawaiian shirt.
So was it made in Hawaii?
It might have been made in Hawaii.
You got me a Halloween shirt with these a jack-o'-lantern and two ghosts.
Sir,
okay. I went to Amazon.com and I said, "Oh, Hawaiian shirts," and this seemed to fit the bill. I sent pictures to all of you. You were involved in the text chain.
First, I thought he said a jack-o'-lantern. By the way, which I don't know
He did say jack-o'-lantern.
It sounds like a garbage pail kid.
E jack-o'-lantern.
That's what I heard.
He said, "Leave the insides in there."
Well, I am nasty. I am nasty now, like we established.
Right. But no one steal that. I'm a trademark.
Well, Kofi, I don't want to distract you from your 14 fruit cups, but
It's four because I'm eating certain parts of them, so I'm trying to get my fruit in. Thank you.
I went to Amazon after we all talked together on the text chain about the Hawaiian shirts. Everyone gave the thumbs up, and I went there, and we've got six. The crew, we've got Charlie and Sean also wearing them as well. I asked for all your sizes. Did I not get your correct size?
The size is fine. Dan.
Great, that's great to hear. Okay, so I put all the right sizes in everything, and you know, Amazon, it's a huge retailer. A lot of orders come in, things get mixed up. It's a complicated thing. There is a return policy if you want, you know, in terms of like keeping it. We can get you the same one, but there was a shipping mishap. There was a mishap. I'm so sorry about it. You look really cool though.
Dan, why a return policy? What am I going to do with this shirt after we leave this room?
Well, you return this and you get one of these cool ones.
You look great.
Out of all three of us here, like no one cares more about like color coordination. I wore these. Look at my shorts, bro.
That's very festive.
Very Hawaiian-esque.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like
they have the exotic plants on them, zippers. Uh-huh. I wore my PSG Jordan 1s to kind of like tie it all together. And I thought that the Hawaiian shirt would actually, you know, you told me you're going to get me a yellow Hawaiian shirt. And you get me this black Halloween whatever this is.
We're close to Halloween, right? We're on the way to Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the first time.
Well, I got to get it out.
This is a joyous occasion.
It was supposed to be a joyous occasion.
First time we've been together in a year, over a year on this podcast. We got brunch with the boys, and this is what you choose to harp on?
We got to start somewhere, right? We got to address
the what happened to the whole positivity? Come on.
We got to address the facts. I'm trying to figure out what happened. You know, because you give me like four or five different stories right now, Dan.
I can get a hold of Bezos. I can put in a customer support ticket. I can see what I can do.
Dan, you are a terrible
person. Welcome to Brunch with the Boys.
We did it. Brunch with the Boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You heard it.
That's right.
We talked about it. You thought we were joking. We said, no. We stay hungry. And we have the opportunity to come together as one. With Dan as well, to do this for you here today. And we are so excited, beyond excited. I'm going to be honest, we probably should have hit record a little bit earlier. So let's go ahead and start things off. Dan?
What? Are you throwing right to the tournament?
No, we're supposed to talk a little bit here. We're not supposed to throw...
How was your brunch?
That's I said I shouldn't be hosting right now.
Yeah, okay.
How was your brunch, guys?
Pass the baton to me. We're here at the Rusty Pelican, which is quite... I don't know what you're doing right now to the camera. Doing? I don't like it. I'm gonna pretend it's not happening.
Who gave this man glasses?
I don't
pulling
know.
Them down and looking
I ordered those from Amazon. They got the glasses right.
I got LASIK years ago, so I haven't been able to do this for a very long time.
No, just do this cool guy thing where you put your actual glasses underneath your...
Once again, I have to remind people that this is primarily an audio podcast.
So, I was describing it.
No, we're getting
not that well, Dan. Not that well.
The people that watch the video, they get all the Easter eggs.
Yeah.
You know?
No, there are people who clamor for the posting of the whole video. You know we don't really do that.
Well, I'm putting it in there because... how do you say the word? Posthumously? Posthumously?
That's if someone's dead.
Yeah, after we pass, they'll have all the footage, and then they got to release it at least, right?
I don't know if we've thought that far ahead, frankly.
Well, you should be. Long-term thoughts.
All right, yeah.
I don't really care what they do with this podcast after I'm dead. I don't really care about anything after I'm dead, if I'm being honest.
You said roll you into the ditch.
Just make sure I'm out of the way. Find the nearest ditch, or I'd be cool with being composted, you know?
Composted. Ooh, recycled. Wow.
Wow, I like that a lot.
Wow.
What would you want to be made into? This is like a recycle reincarnation, essentially.
I mean, ooh. I don't... Whatever it is that whoever gets rights to my body...
The NFT to your body?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yes. It's very fungible. His body's very fungible.
Yes. Wow. It's going to take a while for you to decompose now.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a compost.
So you want my body?
I'm trying to see where you're at.
We can make some good tomatoes off that.
I got a compost right now. I'll throw you in there right now.
But would will you toss them on top or you put them like inside the compost?
No, you throw everything on top.
Really?
Yeah, you can't like dig in there.
What about your
name? I don't know if we're doing it right, to be honest. To be honest, you know, we just get all like the peels of the fruit and you know, organic decomposable things and we throw them in the thing, in the compost. And I don't know what we're doing with it. My wife is going to make some soil.
It's just leaving out trash, right? In the sun?
Organic
trash. It's organic trash. And it's like really, really good soil. So when you cook, when you plant your garden, it like the soil is very rich in minerals and healthy things.
Real question, because fertilizer, obviously, so manure, poop. is good for the soil.
Dung.
So do people put poop in their compost to help with all of that type of stuff?
I don't know what people do. I don't put poop in my wife's compost. It's not my compost. I don't put poop in her compost. I don't think that's allowed. I don't know what people do.
Are dead bodies allowed?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Wait, so you dead body over poop? That clears before poop? In the compost? The proven good fertilizer?
Ooh, that's a good question. Would you eat a dead body
compost
before you ate poop? I'm considering.
How hungry am I?
Wait, that's easy. No. Yes, I'd eat a dead body before poop.
How dead? How long?
Yeah.
You that's eat dead question. Bodies. You guys eat meat.
Right, but
technically.
I'm not saying like still warm. Like we gotta.
But I don't want it to be 3 weeks dead without that's being true, refrigerated compost, or either.
Or the, 3 weeks dead body or fresh poop.
I'm not putting defecation in my mouth.
Under no circumstances.
Under no circumstances.
That's a hard line. The dead body might have defecation in it.
Oh,
well,
wow.
It's just been left.
It's like
there.
A turducken situation.
Turducken. You got to eat the whole thing.
I mean, it's part of it, you know?
Ew, I thought you pooped when you
I think you evacuate your situation when you die. That's what South Park taught me.
Yeah, right? Everything just kind of leaves?
Yeah, yeah.
We already did the potty talk episode, guys.
Yeah.
We already did that.
Okay, so What, this is a dead body conversation?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Necrophilia.
Let's just pivot to something a little more.
We're moving
powerful.
On to what you would do once I croak and don't care about what you guys do with this podcast. Whoever wants my body can claim it. I wanted to go to a good use. That was my only point. Then we can move on. But we're here. It's brunch with the boys. We haven't been together in quite some time. Sure. And I just wanted to spend some time basking in that. It feels good to see you, gentlemen, because it's very, very rare. And we're dressed very douchely right now with aviators and two Hawaiian shirts.
I feel great. Me even more so than you guys because Dan got me this shirt.
Amazon.
No, you're just you're singular. You're special.
I'm just saying.
Focus on the positive.
The bunch. About the facts. That's all.
People who are upset talk about what they don't have. Have you seen that picture? It's the person with a full cake, but the one piece is missing, and they're so upset. And there's the person next to them with one piece of cake, and they're so happy because they're talking about what they do have, Kof. Not upset about what they don't. Look at what you do have. You have an incredible shirt on, an incredible Hawaiian shirt on. It's great. It's
a terrible analogy.
It's a good point. Kayla actually, Kayla actually got me a, much in that vein, a Shel Silverstein book.
It was Kayla.
Yes. I realized it was Kayla. We had a good conversation about it. It's a great book. It's called The Missing Piece something. I'm
like Circle or the Big O or something?
The Big O and the Missing Piece. Something about there. Those, some of those elements, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, the poems?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an allegory of sorts.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But yes, anyways, back to my point. This is WrestleMania week. We are, when we're actually recording this, this is a day prior to day one of WrestleMania. And now that I am old and over the hill, now that I am long in the tooth, now that I have a little left to give the world, you know, I spend a lot more time reflecting on these times. And we've had some good times together, brother.
How much have you aged in quarantine?
Well, I'm just saying.
The hyperbolic time change.
Right? You're Benjamin, but you're like 77 years old now.
Well, you know, it's been a long time. My only point is that this thing goes quickly. You know, when you look back at the fact that we started this thing in 2014. Think about that. 2014 is when we started the New Day.
Unreal.
We started pitching this. And now we are at almost, I think it was around May of 2014.
Yeah.
I think we're approaching, we're very close to 7 years ago. And that,
wow.
Yeah, so it goes quickly. And you know, before we know it. So I just want to take some time to enjoy this moment with my brethren. Because who knows when we'll be gathered together again.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate y'all. I appreciate this time.
Same.
Appreciate the brunch. Appreciate the bottomless mimosas. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the eggs and the other things that were consumed. And I appreciate y'all.
I feel like the way you're talking is I'm never going to see you guys again.
I know. Wait. What's going on after this? Where are we going?
I'm just saying a moment of gratitude. That's all this is, a moment of gratitude. I'm grateful. I'm appreciative of this time and on this day. So thank you.
I had a very...
No, you go.
I was going to say I had a very similar moment too, and I texted you guys, not to go back to the potty talk, but I was actually on the toilet when I was going
See, we don't need to know.
Well, I'm just saying. But full disclosure.
No relation.
Family history. but I was looking through the Twitter, and someone had posted a picture of like kind of like just four highlights that we did, and I forget what they were, but I just start tearing up.
Actually, I think I remember them. One was the match with Brody.
Yeah.
Where Brody was pinning you, or he was covering you or whatever. But anyways, that was when the Bludgeons won the titles with the three-way tag we had with the Usos. Yeah. Another moment was obviously Kofi Mania. That was a big one. That was two. Thankfully, they didn't have our very first Mania together.
Oh, God.
The one, so we go out. I think we're in San Jose.
Yeah.
This is San Jose Mania. And because it's on the West Coast, the start time is earlier. And we're the very first match on the pre-show. So we go out. Bruh, it's 3:45. And it's hot out here. And so we would take, you do things where you bump to the floor and they have the black mats there. And usually you're indoors, you never even think about it. I would take a bump to the floor and I'm sizzling like someone is cooking me because these black mats are absorbing all the heat. There's no dome over the stadium. So it's just sizzling. So that's
it was so hot.
Thankfully, they didn't include that. So that was not included. But then I think, I'm going to say it was the Dallas Mania one, maybe the picture
that
from
was the
that.
Next year.
Yeah, Dallas Mania as well.
Yeah.
They might have. Oh, yes. Also, the picture of us we hosted.
Yes.
Those are the pictures. Anyways, you can.
But continue. No. I mean, just like, I'm starting to get like emotional now. But just we done like a lot of amazing stuff together. You know what I mean? It's been. And I feel like I'm talking like it's over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, why
are you talking like what's happening? What's happening?
Who's to say?
I am not
in the right mindset to hear you talk.
No.
But Hall of Fame speech?
Anyway,
what is
that? Yeah. That's just three-fourths of the way done, dude.
Nah, man. But I appreciate you guys so much, man. It's been an amazing wild ride. And You know, we got a lot more left in the tank, but it's been awesome thus far. Thus far.
That's what men do at brunch.
Yeah.
We enjoy some food, we
lay it
enjoy
out.
Some liquid.
Yeah.
And then we get emotional.
You know? Yeah, then we air it out.
And then we air it out. People want to take this away from us.
People
don't want us to have this.
Well, and I'll say too, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate everything for the past what, 7 years, you said. You know, it's nice to go through life with some like-minded, mm-hmm. some like-abilityed, some self-motivated friends, you know. People just out there doing it, just living their best life. People say that it's lonely at the top, but not when you take the correct supplies to build a platform for you and your friends up there. And that's what I feel like we've mm-hmm. done. We've set up shop up top. We built a house. We built a mansion, and all our friends are living up there with us. We're all at the top. And I appreciate you two so much for that. So thank you very much.
Put your Isaac Hayes voice on.
Well, you know, sometimes this is Austin Creed at brunch. Like I said, only Austin Creed if you're nasty.
You're nasty, bro.
Okay, that might be enough of this. Yeah. There might be time to get
I tried to start, and this is what y'all wanted. I'm giving you what you
very
wanted.
Well done. I loved it. I enjoyed it. Thank you for your words. They're very much appreciated. But maybe that's a good transition.
How was the brunch? What did you guys get?
The brunch was great. It was amazing. Had a 15-egg omelet. Mm. Hella vegetables in there. Hella veggies, you know. Having some fruit over here, you know what I mean? Brought my my own almonds. You know what I'm saying? Bring your own almonds, BYOA. You know what I'm saying?
Brought people don't own. Say that, but that's okay.
I mean, okay, so you got to start some. I gotta lay it on the table so that people can say it. They can start saying it.
Of course, you gotta start it.
It's a foundation. It's a foundation that I'm laying. But that's what I did. Great lunch. Great brunch.
Just to let everybody know, Dan doesn't really care about how our brunch went. He wants us to ask him about his egg white story.
I was asking you.
Please go ahead and tell the story, Dan.
I wanted to hear.
Yeah, just get
yeah, just,
story,
just go ahead and tell the story. He thought he was slick.
Forgot.
Yeah, let him talk for a little while. Then once I feel it going off the rails, I'll jump in.
Give you guys a forum here.
You're going to go right to the tournament? You're not even going to ask me about my egg whites?
That's why he didn't care what I was talking. He was just trying to find it.
He's going right to it?
Right.
Let me get this story in.
Just go skip over
my stuff in. Right. Well, I saw Kofi ordered 15 egg whites, which reminded me of literally the dumbest thing I think I've ever done in my entire life. And that is saying something. And Austin, I don't know if you have heard this. We've known each other for a long time. Is this sounding familiar?
No, not yet. I'm excited.
So in college, I told myself, one of the many, many times I've told myself, like, hey, I'm going to start getting in shape. I'm going to do the thing. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to work out, do all that stuff. And I do some Googling, you know, and it's like, oh, egg whites. That's good for you. You get it's high protein. It's good for you and all that. And I was like, all right, I'm going to start eating a bunch of egg whites. And so next morning, I wake up, went to the gym, the rec center at KU, went back, and I was like, all right, I'm going to eat a high protein egg white thing. So I bought a dozen eggs, standing over the stove there. Not a good cook by any means. Still not, but certainly wasn't at 21, 22. And I was like, all right, egg whites. I'm going to make a bunch of these here. So I grab the eggs. I take the first one. I crack it on the side of the pan there. I open it up and dump the entire contents of the first egg into the sink. And then I throw the shell in the pan.
Wait, Dan?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Say that one more time.
Yes, you see, when I read egg whites, I thought, I looked at the egg and I was like, well, that shell's white. And the inside, it's pretty yellow.
This was
and so I took
KU,
maybe.
So it's college.
I was in college. So I was a college man.
You're a grown man.
Yeah. I graduated too. I dumped six eggs into the sink, the garbage disposal, and I threw six eggshells or so into the pan. And I'm sitting there and I'm waiting. I turned the heat up quite a bit and I'm waiting for them to look edible and they're not. And so I take a spatula and I'm trying to like, oh, maybe if they're tiny pieces, they'll like melt together and look like eggs. And so I'm taking a spatula and cracking a bunch of eggshells and I'm just watching. They're just sitting in the pan. Nothing's happening there. I call my mom. I said, Mom, I'm trying to cook egg whites, but they're not melting. And she was like, what? What do you mean? And I was like, well, yeah, the egg whites aren't melting. And she's like, what do you mean melting? And it turns out I was confused. Egg whites is not referring.
No one is that dumb.
You said it turns out as if people listening to you tell this story didn't know.
Is it that big of a leap in logic when you read egg whites and you look at an egg and
yes.
what's the white part?
It's a very big leap.
You would say egg shells or something.
Yes.
It's the shell.
Is yes. the shell not white?
That's you never shell. You never thought, but when you open up the eggs and dump out the contents, you don't
it's
see
yellow.
The white.
The yolk is yellow.
The yolk.
It's yellow or like this translucent weird goo.
Have you never had a hard-boiled egg before?
No.
You've never seen one?
I'm very confused by eggs in general. I know there's like Sunny Side Up and Super Easy and Flippy Flops, and I don't know like how to make any
so
of them.
So you thought in your mind that you were going to fry eggshells and consume them.
I thought the eggshells were going to like melt and look like something that resembled
like
food.
Scrambled eggs.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I've seen
yellow.
This at restaurants before. You didn't. And so I was just watching these eggshells in the pan, and at no point did they look edible.
So then what did you think the liquid around the yolk was?
Just like egg juice. I don't know.
Cool.
Egg juice?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know it had a name.
I'm about the juice. I didn't get the whites.
I figured it was the yolk is the yellow. And
have
then
you ever heard
the
shell of anything referred to by its color? Like
a watermelon? Be like, oh, the greens of the watermelon.
Greens, is that a thing in your...
No, but would you not agree that the shell is more white than anything inside the egg?
The shell is white, yes.
I would
shell.
Never once think to consume the shell. Never no. once.
But and it is the whitest anyone, part of the egg, right?
You couldn't ask anyone if you were confused. You couldn't like Google
I
it.
Called my mom and she but seemed like, flabbergasted.
If you know that you're not a good cook and you're not sure how to cook something,
uh-huh.
at that point, like you had the internet.
Yeah,
you
I could Googled
have
it. That's
Googled
why.
How to cook egg whites.
Correct.
And read something. You just went in saying, I'm not a chef. I'm going to try to change my lifestyle choices mm-hmm. without having literally any information on how to do so. I'm just going to jump in head first with no knowledge.
I looked up enough to know that egg whites were healthy.
What were you looking up, by the way?
Yeah.
What are healthy foods?
My God.
Did you have any recent brain trauma?
Something.
It was college.
Just college.
A lot of beer going on. I don't know.
Just yeah. college. So you're just drunk the whole time?
No, that was a night thing. This is the morning.
This is the morning.
You have to take a cumulative toll. Sober. I think it took a cumulative toll over time. Just dead in the cells.
I defend this, though. I think that this was a reasonable mistake.
It's not reasonable.
And that's where it's very weird for me, because you know that the people who have hired you to do this specific job are
correct.
Probably listening to this.
Oh, I've never been shy about this. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I know two things very, very well. Uh-huh. I know video games and wrestling. I feel like I put all my, you play video games,
yeah.
all my stat points into like those two things. Everything else is at a zero.
But you need to put some other points into some other things so it makes sure you stay alive, so you don't
one.
Die.
At least one.
You know? To make sure that you
my,
can.
My wife, Bianca, does a great job of making sure
make
I don't
sure
die.
You don't die. Okay.
That's why you're married, so you can stay alive. Otherwise, you'd be trying to cook eggshells until they melt into scrambled egg whites.
There's no reason to believe that wouldn't be the case.
Oh, Dan.
Your Dan. Brain is... You got a strange brain.
Strange brain.
Strange brain, Dan.
I'll take it.
Strange brain, okay. Dan.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
And on that note,
now you're checking time.
Yep.
Don't worry about that.
Like we check time on you. You checking time on Dan. Give Dan his 40 minutes rant.
Your time is up, Dan.
All right, I'll show myself out.
Well, we actually do God. Need you.
It's
we
tournament
need
you time.
Because we need to conclude. I, for some reason, thought this tournament was going to conclude in two episodes max.
Every other one did.
Right. We are on our fourth episode,
this is
right?
Four.
A lot of it has been us yelling at Dan because we're upset about his bracket choices.
This is true.
And as Kofi put into the group chat on Twitter, I'll let you go ahead and explain that tweet.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and read it.
That's his alt account, I'm pretty sure.
Let me go ahead and... it's not
because no one on Twitter has been mad about the Transformers stuff or the bracket.
Everybody
they all agree a sprinkler is a toy,
mad,
a trampoline's a toy.
Offended.
Everyone
and,
agrees.
And what's his name here? His name is at Delish... Delicious Cakery. He spells it D-E-E-L-I-S-H-U-S Cakery.
Delicious Cakery.
Delicious Cakery. he said, the first time I tuned into your podcast was for the toy bracket. And I must say, that Dan Reichert guy should never host another bracket again. These brackets are for listeners, not for someone to troll the fans for his own enjoyment. !! That's two at the end.
Hang on, that's R-Y-K. He misspelled it. He must be talking about someone else, I think.
That's not how you spell your name, R-Y-K?
No, there's a C in there, so that must be a different guy.
Oh, Dan, well, Dan,
look.
He doesn't know how to spell your name.
He speaks for a lot of people, and he speaks volumes, as you saw by the exclamation points. People are upset.
Weird, it says you're logged into Twitter as Delicious Cakery.
No, it doesn't say that.
Yeah, I'm looking at your phone right now. That's what it says. Yeah, that's your profile picture right there, yeah. I'm looking at it, folks. You can't. I know you can't see it. It's an audio podcast, but he's signed in as this account.
You're looking at a screenshot of the tweet
in my photos. I'm looking at it right now. I can see.
Yeah, look. I don't mean to call you out on your live, but I'm going to do it.
You see what you did? This is a first-time listener. How many other first-time listeners tuned in and tuned right out because of the selections that you had in the tournament, Dan? We're trying to grow this podcast,
you've done
bro.
Irreparable harm.
I've seen people have to pull their cars over while driving because they were so mad about the trampoline. Or the sprinkler. Somebody was very mad about the sprinkler.
And that's really what I feel like the podcast has turned into, is Dan trying to piss people off.
That's kind of every podcast I've been on, basically.
Yeah, so. That's your stick.
Legacy, yeah.
Damn you.
Well, Dan.
Yes.
I think it is time, somehow our fourth episode.
Yes.
I think it is time that we bring this bad boy home. We're in our Elite Eight.
The Great Eight.
Dan, you're about to get suspended. Bro. I'm about to suspend you from this podcast. You are going to be.
We can't Jazzy Jeff Dan.
Well, he's racked up the demerits. I need to keep a total, but they're high. I know that.
They're high. Total.
So it's not the Great Eight. And I don't like the voice that you
pretty
use.
Pretty sure it's the Great Eight. Right, you know what? I googled it. Yeah.
I'm not gonna say this a lot. I agree with you, Dan. I like the Great Eight.
It rhymes.
It does.
It's rolling on me, Jazzy. Yeah.
What is it, the Sweet Eight? What do they call it?
The whole thing is supposed to mimic March Madness, and it's called
it's
the Elite Eight.
It's April.
Yeah.
March Madness. The madness. It's so mad that it extends through April. Like you can't contain the insanity.
It's the psychosis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Toys.
Yeah.
Yo, sorry, to backtrack it. Did you see Gonzaga and UCLA, the finish to that?
I did watch a bit of that.
Oh my God. That's what I feel like the end of this bracket's going to be like.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm excited.
Dramatic or traumatic. I don't know. One or the other.
It's whatever Dan decides, really.
Hey, you guys are the ones making the picks.
We're taking control back.
I just set it down. I put it in place. And you guys, you know, drive it away.
All right, well.
Dan, start us off,
please.
What's
next?
Start us off, okay, Dan, redeem yourself. Ready here. The Great Eight begins. We've got.
Keep trying me. Keep playing with me, Dan.
All right. The first Great Eight encounter is Power Wheels versus the Nerf Crossbow.
Okay, this is difficult.
And no, so it's not.
All these things that Kofi's been saying about, I saw my kids do this, I saw my kids do that. I've been on this Nerf crossbow kick for a hot minute, but this past week, I saw my kids for the first time in a Power Wheel.
It's different.
Dude, it hits different. Three-year-old driving, one-year-old cool. Cool, leaned up like what? Let's just ride.
Unbothered.
Yes, like. So I gotta go. I gotta go Power Wheels.
That's not difficult. Why did you say that was
because
difficult?
Because you don't understand the fun that I've had with that Nerf crossbow.
Okay.
Because being able to, and this sounds so weird, so we would play this game where you're essentially like 100 yards away or whatever. So as far away as you can be, and you try to hit each other from long distance with this crossbow. And like getting a hit from like 100 yards away on somebody with that, like is the most exhilarating thing because, and everybody pops, even the person who got hit. Like stuff like that with that crossbow gave me so many hours of entertainment that I love it. And I didn't have a Power Wheels growing up.
Okay, fair. But if I see a kid, if I'm driving by, about to go into my house, about to drive into the garage, if I see a kid with a Nerf crossbow, I think, hey, that's a cool kid. Even if he hits it from 100 yards away, man, that kid is cool. If I see a kid on a Power Wheels driving around, I say that kid is special. That baby is special. That baby is destined for something great.
Somebody loves that child.
Someone loves that child, and that child got money. You hear? He's living high on the hog. There are tears. There are tears of children. There are tears of toys. Power Wheels? A Power Wheels toy? A child on a Power Wheels toy is elite. That's an elite child. That child is probably going to private school. That child is probably going to go on to get multiple degrees. That's the future lawyer and doctor of America right there. Some kid with a crossbow, he could be bagging groceries for all I care.
I was that kid with the crossbow.
Right.
Him like that.
But if I take a snapshot of a kid on Power Wheels, first of all, he's having the time of his life. He or she on those Power Wheels.
Yeah.
That kid is having an incredible time. Power. That's a different bracket of toys. Nerf. See ya. Bye. It's over for you.
It's down to Kofi,
though, right? It hurts.
It does hurt because, like Woods, I had a lot of great times with that crossbow. I mean, and especially like kids, you know, boys, you're into all types of weapons. And you go, you make your own weapons, or you try to make a bow and arrow. It doesn't really work that well. But then you got the Nerf crossbow, the bow, like. But those power wheels, boy. Come on, man. You put your foot on the gas.
I'm not supposed
to be driving right now.
Right.
I'm not supposed to drive for another 16 years.
I don't even need a permit.
I'm a year old. I don't need a permit.
It's street legal.
I put my foot on the gas and go. And everybody in the neighborhood just rubbernecking. You know what I'm saying? Some adults in their cars, you might stop and, you know, that's a kid in the power wheel, man. You start reminiscing. You give them the, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and when you mix them, passenger has the crossbow. Driver drives, right. Now we're on a...
But you see, the crossbow is an accessory to the power wheel.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, it's an add-on, right. So, I mean, think about the things you could do with power wheels, too. You could put them gold Daytons on it, too.
Ooh, what?
Yeah, you can
soup it up.
You know what I mean?
Soup it up.
I get it.
Exactly.
Pick your ride.
I don't like it, but I get it.
Power wheels is going to be difficult to get out of here.
Man, it's got to be power wheels. Sorry, crossbow. It's been a good run to get to the grade 8.
Power wheels are so good.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Come on now. You see it?
Toast up. Toast up.
You don't want to toast.
Dan, pick up his glass. You got your back to him. Your whole back turned to him.
It's an audio podcast. No one knows I look lame. It's fine. No one knows.
Dan reached up to toast and saw Kofi's back and just put his glass back down.
He's just mad about the shirt.
If it's any consolation, I went to go toast Ian. He wouldn't even pick up his glass.
Yeah, that's why I picked up my...
Because you said grade 8. Because you said grade 8.
So he wouldn't
eat toast. Big toast.
To the grade 8.
Oh, yes. To the grade 8. Yes.
Big toast.
On to the next one.
Yeah.
Austin, you missed the dumber thing because I raised this and then when he didn't do it, I got flustered and then I went to raise this like I was drinking this
drink
and I almost
drank
the microphone. But no one noticed that until I said it on this podcast. So none the wiser.
All right. What's next in the grade 8?
Oh,
well, next
man.
Up, this is actually the only one we're going to have some actual props here, which again.
Wow, we got props.
I did request props.
We will not see it on the audio podcast, but folks, if you could describe what I'm handing to you, courtesy of our audio engineer, Sean Merrick, who brought this from his personal collection.
Wow.
X-Men figure.
Jeez.
We got Cable and Beast.
With the mic.
Or sorry,
take
not Cable.
A look.
Yeah, Cable. Wow. Cable.
Take him in.
Cable, Beast, Wolverine.
Take that Beast.
Take good care of it. Take good care.
You're going to grab the cable.
No, you're right. I should go Beast.
They're fondling X-Men figures right now. We got Beast, Wolverine, and who's that guy? Nick Fury?
He did.
Cable.
Yeah.
Cable.
Cable.
Not to be confused with
I don't know who that guy is.
Come on, man.
Wait, are you serious? You don't know?
You gotta be
he looks like the guy in Avatar, the general guy.
I don't know who that is?
No, I don't. I was never a comic book guy. I like the games. I played every
cartoon. The cartoon.
I watched the cartoon, but I don't really remember. I had the cards. I collected X-Men cards.
You don't remember him coming back in time to do stuff?
No. I don't know what his deal is.
Man.
What's his power? What's his main thing? What's his thing? Does he have a gun?
Doesn't he? He goes. He can go into the future and whatnot. And
yeah, he's got the big laser gun. You never played Marvel vs. Capcom?
The past.
I did. I suck at that.
So you get Cable, bam, the big laser gun thing. Team up with Iron Man. They
pretty
got big
confused
gun boys.
By NBC. Like, there's a lot going on in those games.
Damn. Well, anyway, he's got Karate Chop.
Who are they pitted up against? Because I feel sorry for them.
Super Soaker.
Wow.
Of course, you didn't bring any Super Soakers either. This is favoritism.
They would ruin the mics.
Did anyone bring a personal Super Soaker just to have?
I got my backpack. Let me put the backpack on.
A lot of people have personal Super Soakers.
Hey!
Austin Creed.
Stop it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Nasty Austin's back.
Nasty Austin's never gone anywhere. He just puts a mask on sometimes. Stay hidden when I need to. So, up against what?
Super Soaker.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Hang on. Kofi's getting 14 more fruit cups.
Yes, right. That's right. It's about three. It's about three.
You want to go first here?
Thank you.
Well, I don't know. I feel like, sorry, what was your name again?
Me?
Yes.
Awesome.
Your name?
That's your name?
Wait, hold on. Your name is Awesome?
That's your given name?
Okay.
Awesome.
Gotcha. Okay, Jade. Jade, X-Men toys or Super Soakers? What would you pick?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just curious. Outside.
Okay, because I thought you were about to give her a vote when you were getting on me about giving my vote to Dan.
I wouldn't give my vote away. I'm not you.
Just taking a poll.
Just checking.
He's not going to cop
out.
I'm
just curious because we have never been in a situation. We haven't been in a situation in a long time where we have someone also in the room to just ask what they think.
Fair. I mean, you have children in your house and whatnot. You can ask.
Yeah, I see them all the time.
This is true. I guess since no one else wants to go here, I will go. I think this is a very difficult encounter between two very strong... I don't know. Things.
Competitors.
Anyways, for me, Super Soakers are incredible, but there's nothing that captured my imagination like X-Men toys. I would spend a lot of time with these. I could play with them indoors and outdoors, which is a very big thing. And You know, that's I think it might be the make or break, you know, indoors and outdoors.
Indoors and outdoors.
Right now, this idiot Woods is using cable has a function where he can karate chop me.
That's a Kali chop.
Sorry.
That's a Kali chop.
And
devastating.
Which actually, honestly, if you've ever taken a Kali chop over your dome, it does not feel good.
Count to 100.
Make sure your brain function is still intact because it's legit. So and to the Hall of Famer, Kali.
Hey, Kali, yeah, cheers.
So I will go with X-Men toys because, like I said, they function inside and outside the house. Mm. They also just were incredible for me, and to have one in my hands right now brings back a lot of fond memories. Even though if I had a super soaker right now and I was spraying y'all and we were giggling, I think mine might be swayed.
That's what I was going to say.
That's the correct thing. No one laughs when there's a super soaker. Everyone giggles.
Everyone a little giggling, you know?
Just like that.
I'll also say, to E's point, yes, these X-Men are, you're able to play with them indoors and outdoors. Having Wolverine in my hand right now, and they have like a little notch in his back where you put your thumb and you can like swish him from left to right. You know what I mean? And he has retractable claws. You know what I'm saying? The adamantium claws right here is bringing back some serious memories. But a super soaker, you can also play with indoors and outdoors.
Not in my house.
You can. You can. It wasn't allowed, but you could. You probably get punished for it, but you could do it, and it would be fun at the time. You know,
it would have dire consequences.
It'd be fun at the time.
For the record, I broke my childhood TV with the Super Soaker because I was watching Whose Line Is It Anyway, and I didn't like one of the guys on there. And so I was like, and I sprayed the TV with the Super Soaker and broke my TV.
Dan.
What is
wrong? How were what you also doing, in bro? College? Was this?
No, I was like 10 or 8.
You're
or
10
something.
Spraying the TV with
so it
water.
It wasn't your TV.
I just didn't think he was funny. And I was like, I'll show him.
A child who you've already said is obsessed with video games, so you understand electronics and water don't go together.
Maybe I was like 7. Is that better? Does that make it sound better?
No, because now you're just lying.
Yeah.
I couldn't play Genesis. You were double digits. You were 10.
I could have been. Yeah. Yeah, I broke it.
I got questions for you after this.
So you can use them inside.
Let me get a hand on Beast real quick. Hold on. Let me just.
So what is your vote?
What is? Hold, let me get a hand on Beast. I said, hold on a second. God damn. You got the toys right here. Don't rush me, E. God. Hold on now. What is his actual power? See, I feel like it's not even working. Springs. Oh, he springs. He springs?
Does he pounce? Is that his thing?
Money, bro?
He's supposed to spring, but it's not working. And this is why. This would frustrate me. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, Super Soakers also had their issues where
they did.
You might, like, you try to pump, it's not pumping right.
They did, but this is frustrating me here and now. If you had a Super Soaker that was malfunctioning here and now, then I might be swayed.
It's not the here and now.
I'm going to go with Super Soakers.
Why are you doing this to me?
I hope you never ever get to do anything with X-Men ever again.
What?
I hope they say, hey, we love to have Kobe on this big X-Men movie.
That he's
going to be the lead. I'm trying to think of a movie that you'd be the lead in. I don't know. But I hope they pull up this podcast and say, strike him. Kick him out of, take him off the lot.
We're going to
kill him. I hope security takes you.
Like they made The Wiz, they'll make the X. Kobe will be Wolverine in that one.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to be the new Wolverine.
The black version.
Yeah. What?
And I hope they...
take Super Soakers.
Yeah, I hope they take you by hand and foot.
Your part goes to Bruno Mars.
I hope they bind you hand and foot and take you off the lot. And I hope you look back to this day and regret what you did. Yep. That's what I hope for you.
That's a great point.
See if they get a Super Soakers movie.
I was leaning Super Soaker, but E makes a great point. Just like E won't badmouth Iowa, you know what? I'm going to push these X-Men right through the next round.
Yes.
Because while they're taking you off set, I'm going to be in my Cyclops outfit, standing right there to do my lines. I'm going to be so excited. They're going to go, we heard the podcast. And you know what? You're a keeper. Your friend, though, we're going to have to escort him off the premises.
He got to go.
Yep.
If there is a Super Soaker movie, that okay.
Then we're done.
Yeah, he won't get to see it because he'll be in the chair getting done up as Beast. 3 hours every morning.
I'll say, make sure you record it for me. Tell him I said hi.
Or bye.
Let's go to the premises.
X-Men advances.
Wow.
Due to brand supremacy.
Next up, Ghostbusters. Mm. And all the figures and play sets that entails.
Yeah.
With versus Lego.
Wow. Hold on. One second. Hold on 1 second here, because I know that Doodoo Dan has a way of trying to, like, you know, murk up the tournament. We never established.
I love both of these things.
Hold on a second now. We never established what Ghostbusters we're talking about.
Okay.
Because you remember, like, the garbage Ghostbusters cartoon?
The real Ghostbusters.
Right. There's one that was just called Ghostbusters, though, and there's, like, a weird Ghostbusters. IP thing. Yeah. The real Ghostbusters were called that because, like, that was Ghostbusters that we know and love.
So which Ghostbusters are you actually having us vote on in the tournament?
The real Ghostbusters. The ones that Slimer. The Firehouse, okay, Ecto-1, just making sure. All that stuff.
I feel like they're all under that umbrella.
No,
there was, like, a weird.
There's
thing.
Another, like, weird random cartoon.
Yes, that is not like Venkman and Slimer. Real and all bad. That. It's just called Ghostbusters, and, like, the movie had one IP or something. The show had another.
Yeah,
the show Ghostbusters has nothing to do with the Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
we know.
But the real Ghostbusters.
We're talking about.
We're talking about Egon and Peter Venkman. Yeah, yeah. Okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah, of course.
Due to that, like, to muddy up the tournament.
I love both these.
But they made toys for that awful.
Yes,
and the toys were bad too.
The show was bad. So, like, when they would have, like, the TV guide, and you'd see, like, oh, at 2:33, yes, these are coming on. You see Ghostbusters coming on. So you'd set up, plan your whole day around Ghostbusters. Then you turn the stuff on, and it would be the bad Ghostbusters. And you'd have to sit through it because, you know, you didn't have to sit through it, but I didn't. It wasn't good. Anyway.
Are we talking current Ghostbusters toys too?
I think that counts.
Oh, my God. Mm.
They also did a throwback thing. There's, like, new ones, the Kenner Classics Ghostbusters, so they're bringing back the old ones.
I'm looking at, I just Googled Ghostbuster toys, and there's a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Oh, my God.
Like Cuckoo Clock.
Whoa.
Okay.
They also have Ghostbusters. Reebok just came out with some Ghostbuster-themed shoes, which are amazing. They have a little proton pack on the back and wires connecting to the shoe.
Well, I can tell you're a fan because of your shirt.
Dan, don't rile him up. He's about to...
I tried to walk away with mic, but the cord is too short. It can't be close to the table.
Seems like a big fan.
Dan.
Stop it, Dan.
See.
Yeah, Middle of Beyond also. Shout out to Middle of Beyond. They also make a sweet Ghostbusters cardigan and sweater.
Ooh.
And I've worn both.
You've worn both. Let me go first here because I know you guys, you guys have been Lego guys for the majority of the tournament. This happened to me actually a couple days ago, or to my kids. We had a brand new Lego set that they got for Easter, and there was a piece that was missing. And like I said, when you're missing a piece, you just can't, like, you have to stop playing the game. So they were missing a piece in there, and they couldn't go on to finish the Lego set. And, it, you know, like, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? On top of that, it was such a complicated piece that it took multiple days to do. So now I'm having to build my toy for, like, 2 or 3 days before I have to play with it. And then on top of that too, like, when you play with the actual Lego figure, like I said, it doesn't move around like you know, like an X-Men figure, you know, like, there's a lot more versatility with the actual figure. So my vote goes to Ghostbusters.
You forgot. I don't even know.
I was looking at the Wolverine.
My vote goes to
Ghostbusters.
Not Lego.
Ghostbusters.
Look,
Ghostbusters.
I don't want to question your parenting because I think you are an incredible dad. Mm-hmm. But what you've done is you taught your kids how to quit. What you done? That's what you did right there. You taught them how to give up.
I mean,
you said, here's a problem. Let's fold it in. Let's pack it up.
Yeah.
We're
missing a piece.
No, I didn't teach them
that. Let's go ahead and just put it.
I didn't
put
tell
this,
them
let's
do
just
that.
Throw it away.
They couldn't go on.
They could go on.
It was an essential piece that, like, what was it? Like a underwater outfit with the, like, I don't know. But you couldn't go on without that piece.
But so
you want to go build a piece?
No.
Out of what? Pasta?
What we talked about.
You want to go get some dry pasta?
You could.
You're rich.
Put the elbows?
Yeah.
You're rich. Yeah.
You got pasta to spare.
And attach the Legos to it?
You could have bought another one, by the way.
You got spaghetti? You got whatever.
If you are missing a piece from a Lego set, so help you God.
For the record, they give you extras.
Yes. No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Yes,
in this day and age?
Yes, I have put together several Lego sets in the last year. They give you extras. I got a whole fanny pack filled with extra Lego pieces, and they got Lego stores where you can go and you can get individual pieces.
You want me to go out to a Lego store in the middle of building Legos and go find a Lego store? Go buy some Legos right now. I guarantee you that. How do you know that the piece that they have that's extra is the piece that you're going
to
be missing?
I think they expect their consumers to be responsible and track the toys that they bought.
Right.
And what you're saying is that because there's a piece missing, you no longer can use the toy. This is something that we've talked about throughout the entirety of the tournament, how important a child nurturing their imagination is.
Yes.
So if there's a piece of a helmet missing, you just go, okay, and you play with it. Because if you're playing with an X-Men toy, and let's say that Wolverine's his claws break, you go, oh man, this Wolverine, I can't use this anymore. No, you just pretend like he's got claws, or you tape some tinfoil claws on him. Like,
Or Kofi would go to pasta for some reason.
Yeah, why is that the first? Because I thought like the elbow part from my son's Lego thing was missing, so I thought elbow pasta, elbow. You wanted to get some pasta and put the elbow on the elbow pasta. That was my train of thought. But what I'm saying is like the child does not want to do that. Like you have a brand new toy out the box. It's one thing if you've had a toy for a long time and it breaks off, and then you add another piece on, okay, and you can still play with it. But right out the box, like kids don't want to see that, man.
Kids don't, or
that.
You don't.
Because I didn't want to see that when I was a kid.
Because your reaction is going to help or hurt your kid's reaction, right? Because if they go, "Daddy, this toy's missing," you go, "Oh, that's fine. The piece is missing. We can still do all this other cool stuff." Then they go, right. "Oh, yeah, we can." Rather than going, "Oh, now we got to throw these Legos in the trash."
No, I'll give them the option.
The problem is you.
No, give them the option, but I'm not going to force them to play with a toy that they want to play with.
But why can't you foster an environment that encourages kids to say, "Hey, this might be missing, but you know what we can do? Let's find something new to do with it. Let's reimagine what we thought this could be."
You like them using their imagination, right? That's why you tell them all that stuff all year long.
Just like what you just say, find something new to do. And that's exactly what they did. That's exactly what you say. Find something new to do. I didn't even have to. I'm just an observer. I don't have any influence on the situation. I'm telling you what I saw. And it was frustrating for me to watch. I didn't influence him until, "Hey, you go ahead and finish playing with this toy. If you don't want to play with the toy, go play with a different toy. If this toy can't compel you enough with its missing pieces to play with it, then go play with another toy. You got a lot of toys."
Okay. Does he have any Ghostbuster toys?
No.
Case closed.
Not yet.
But does he have Ghostbuster Legos?
If he did and they were missing pieces, he probably wouldn't play with them.
So if you love Ghostbusters toys so much, why don't you have your sons play with
them? Why don't you marry him?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, yeah.
Come on, man.
Can you answer?
If I have what?
If you love...
what do you think of my answer?
If you love Ghostbusters so much and you're going to vote them to the next round, why is it that your sons have Legos but they don't have Ghostbuster toys?
Because they are 7 and 4 and they have plenty of time to be able to... I'm not going to just give them all the toys at one time. They have a lot of different toys. They have chosen Legos. They choose the toys that they want to play with. I don't force the toys on them.
They chose Legos.
Yes.
Right. You could have stopped there.
Yeah.
They chose Legos.
Yeah, and they'll eventually move on to other things. But what they did was when the Lego was missing a piece, they moved on from the Lego. So I'm just saying, like... As cool as it may be, the potential that it's not, like, you spend all this time building Lego, for example, and then it breaks. Then you have to spend 2 more days putting it back together without the instructions.
You act like the building is the arduous task. That's the
play. It's a lot because you put a lot of effort into building the toy.
But that's the play.
Yeah, but then when it breaks and all your efforts are done, like you don't want to do it anymore. You don't want to do it. I'm just saying it doesn't compel me to do it all over again. It's like I've wasted my time building this entire Lego set and now it's broken. Now I'm missing a piece. Now I have to go to the Lego store, like Dan said, and find a piece, which I don't even know which piece is missing. And now I have to come back and like put it into the Lego. Like, what are we doing, you know?
For the audio listener.
I'm not the teacher. Otherwise, I would call on you. Austin, he has his hand raised, but I'm not the teacher, so I can't.
Well, I'm just confused because you said the reason that they had Legos was because they're 7 and 4. And wouldn't it be better for them to have larger pieces?
Pieces of what?
Because if they have the Legos and they're smaller pieces and the younger children, there's going to be a higher chance of them losing them, of them like getting caught in the mouth or something. So
sure.
The Ghostbusters would be the more viable toy. But you went with the Legos that you're not voting for. So I'm just curious as to
There's different age brackets for the Legos. If you look, some are for 2 to 3, 3 to 5. There's 4 to 7. They're within their age bracket. Mm-hmm. So
there was a piece missing in the Lego box for the age bracket of a 4-year-old that completely ruined the toy experience?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
I just feel like there's not going to be a piece in a Lego set for a 4-year-old that's going to make it so the whole toy doesn't.
It was
work
actually for
now.
The 7-year-old, but
okay,
yes. It's a piece that requires that allows like the arm to move. So it's a very specific piece. It wouldn't be in like another. I'm telling you, man. Like, go buy some Legos right now. There are like some really like intense or intricate like sets. Okay. And if you're missing like a particular piece from one set, you don't just automatically go to another set and replace it. Like you can't. All the pieces don't have the same. I'm just saying.
When the next Lego movie, I hope when they're casting, I hope you get on the lot. Yeah. I hope everything is, and I hope they find this. And I hope once again, they take you by hand and foot and take you smooth off that lot. And Woods and I will be on that lot. I'll say once again, tell him I said hi and bye.
I'm just saying.
As I am starring as Black Bankman.
watching you be dragged, kicking, and screaming off the set.
Get him out of here.
So what's your vote, Mr. Watson?
I was really trying to get Kofi to say something that would convince me to go Lego.
I feel like a missing piece.
For sure, it's hard to go Ghostbuster.
Right. I feel like a missing piece. That's not enough for me to.
It's not. It's not, because especially like. Your kids don't have Ghostbuster toys. You didn't get them Ghostbuster toys. So like,
I can. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We haven't gotten there. Like,
but you got to Legos.
But I didn't get to He-Man either. He-Man was sent to me, and then they started playing with that stuff. So it's not like I look around and say, "Oh, I'm gonna get everything that was cool to me and give it to them." In the course of 3 or 4 years.
I'm doing it wrong then. I'm sorry. I'm forcing everything.
Wrestling, video games, music, funk.
I'm sorry, Kof. I got to go. I got to go Legos.
I get it.
I got to go Lego.
I think Ghostbuster toys are pretty incredible. I think we've talked about this for quite some time. I'll just say, I think that Lego is moving on to the next round. I just think there's Legos for so many different big brands. Yeah. And I just think there's something really beautiful about your ability to use your imagination to build something, to create something. You see these viral videos sometimes of people who have made these massive Lego constructions, and they're very cool. And I appreciate all that Lego is and all that Lego will be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lego is fair.
And they have a better chance of making a movie with us as the Ghostbusters voices. Than I think we have of getting an actual role in the Ghostbusters movie.
And I never besmirched... Ghostbusters.
They're fantastic.
Like you besmirched Lego. So yeah.
I didn't besmirch.
Yeah. Right, right.
We want to be in the Lego Ghostbusters movie. That's what we're shooting for.
That's it. Yeah.
Lego advances.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. Save 20% at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
The final round of the... What was it called? The Grade 8?
You don't even know.
The Grade 8 is going to be Play-Doh versus Ninja Turtles.
Play-Doh's still in?
Yeah.
Y'all voted it. Not anymore. not anymore. Bye, Play-Doh. You had a great run, but
great
the
run.
Turtles, dude. Yeah.
Bro.
The Turtles. Bye. I'm going to say it again. The van. You may as well just change that just to Ninja Turtles van, and that's going to be...
You think Ninja Turtles van would have made it this far alone?
300%. That, do you know all the stuff that van can do?
Shot pizzas.
The van shot pizzas. Shot the door came out, so you had the motorcycle coming out. You could... The van, dude.
I lost it after the van.
The van.
For many years.
Everybody did.
You know what? I might get a van right now. I might get a van.
I want to check eBay.
Yeah.
See how much those go for now.
Yeah.
How much does the van go for?
Yeah.
That's like $200 now. So all right, is that unanimous?
Unanimous?
It seems unanimous.
Yeah, okay. Play-Doh, congratulations.
Yeah.
But
all right.
Donnie, Raph?
You don't want to give it a round of applause in case it's a Legos Play-Doh movie that... No? Just in case?
That's okay.
No,
okay.
No, we said they had a good run.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fair.
Yeah.
Fair,
yeah. Fair. Yeah, we didn't take a dump on them.
Yeah.
No besmirching. No dumping.
Ninja Turtles advances to the Fabulous Four.
Wow.
Here we go.
That's offensive. That's offensive. That does not sound good. Great, maybe it's kind of feeling for a while.
It's Fantastic better?
Yeah, the Fantastic Four. Yes, the Fantastic Four.
Someone already took that, by the way. I don't know.
Yeah, we've got Power Wheels versus X-Men figures.
You know what's happening. You know what's happening. You know what's happening. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, I often talk, and rightfully so, about the snapshot of the kid with on the Power Wheels and the kid with whatever toy. But I think for this one, I'm going to go a little bit more personal for me. I never really had a Power Wheels. And also, like driving, when you know you drive enough, it's kind of arduous, you know? Isn't it a little arduous?
Arduous?
A little bit.
How?
For some people.
You know, you got to put your foot on the gas.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what a 180 sounds like.
Arduous?
You got to deal with traffic.
No.
Right.
You gotta pay insurance.
Yeah, I was like, do you need insurance? I'm not sure. That's probably, yeah.
No, you don't. You need before paying insurance on a power wheel.
Right. You gotta change the oil and whatnot. Like, I'm not trying to do. There's a lot that goes into it. Now, do you have to get it detailed? You gotta take your power wheel.
I mean, depending on what you're doing in it.
That's a lot of expense.
Austin Creed.
Those expenses will add up. Please stop that.
It's for our video listeners.
Those expenses, they call those really add up.
I said it and I was like, oh, that was a bad one. Yeah, Hopefully nobody says anything.
I was just going to move on. So there really just is a lot to owning a car, a lot of expenses. And I'm not, you know, if I have a little kid, I'm not trying to break him, you know, take all his little ducats, you know, all his little saved money. I'm not trying to buy give me what you got, because your power wheels is costing me an arm and a limb. So I'm going to need you to go out there and work. And now the problem is we got little kids out here trying to find jobs, you know. We got them selling lemonade.
Can you just, even if you're just listening, can you just rewind it immediately to the part where he was putting over power wheels like they were the toys from on top of Mount Olympus?
What was the actual term?
He said they're going to private school. That kid is loved. That kid has money.
Right. But
he's getting scholarships.
What did he say? Elite.
The elite kid.
That is elite kid. I agree.
You said on Mount
Helena. Right,
Mount
but that Helena. Kid now has a lot of expenses. Now the kid can't even be a kid.
He's going to grow up too fast.
He's growing up too fast. Right. Now look at all the things you forced upon him. Instead, he could just be, or her. Instead, they could just be in their backyard playing with X-Men toys, being a kid, using their imagination. Now they got to worry about other cars in the street. They got to worry about the expenses. I'm idiot. Now they got to get it detailed. They got to worry about their rims. It's too much. You put too much on this child. Now it's a burden. Now this gift, this Christmas, whatever birthday present, now instead of something that they can love and adore and use throughout their life, now you've given them a burden, a hump on their back, a cross to bear. I don't want that for my children, for any children. I don't want to give you a cross. So just based on that alone, just, you know, to save the babies, the added pressure of growing up too fast, I got to go X-Men figures because I don't want that for the children.
So you said on Christmas morning,
oh my God.
Johnny, I'm sorry, we got your power wheels.
It's going to affect my credit score.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, no.
No. Oh, I got to drive this Bentley around the neighborhood. Oh.
The bills, Mom.
The bills, right.
I'm only in fourth grade.
Yeah. So just for that alone, I got to go.
I got to do my paper route in a Jeep.
What?
Right. All that paper route money will be gone because it goes into the power wheels.
It wasn't like a week had passed or a year or anything. You had time to change your mind.
10 minutes.
It was, yeah, maybe 10 minutes.
Not even.
I saw another side. I didn't consider that before, you know?
Dude.
Oh my God.
The vote is in.
Vote is in.
It's great. You did a lot, but Power Wheels, dude.
Look at him.
Power Wheels. Wolverine. Dude, I had a huge Sabretooth and Wolverine. I'd met them fight constantly. He looks great in my Hawaiian shirt pocket. Why don't you put one in Kofi's?
Kofi, in his Hawaiian shirt pocket.
Yeah, my shirt doesn't even have a pocket, man.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not really a Hawaiian shirt. You got me a damn Halloween costume.
This is little Wolverine sitting in my pocket. Yeah, you're great. But you messed up because I'm a Cyclops guy, dude, and I would have thrown the toy, but it's not my toy to throw. I'm a Cyclops guy.
And he pushed it all the way to the other end of the table.
Scott Summers.
Get Wolverine away from
Wolverine,
him.
Wolverine, that's not your girl, son.
Oh, no. Jean Grey?
That's not your girl.
Kofi?
Wow. Well.
Growing up too fast now.
You know what?
Added expenses.
I was going to say that, that you made a good point. I thought you were going somewhere with this, but you went on a completely different tangent, which I wasn't expecting you to go on. But my thing is, the thing about Power Wheels that did suck was when it ran out of charge. Because now, you driving down the street, you got your Power Wheels looking good, everybody rubbernecking, looking at you, and then you run out of charge. It becomes a completely different thing. And not everybody in the neighborhood is driving by you, shaking their heads at you. You know what I mean? You thought you were hot because you had a Power Wheel. You couldn't even charge it. And now you're talking about the pressure of keeping your charge all the way up now. You know? Oh.
And also, too, you got to keep it clean. You know what I mean? Now, imagine you have a dingy Power Wheels, and now people, the little kids, they scoff at you. They look down their nose at you. It's not even clean anymore.
It's not even clean.
You got bird poop on it or whatnot. Mm-hmm. You know, you got filth on it. You got to keep it clean now. Like I said, responsibilities. Damn. A child shouldn't have to worry about that. And then, a child shouldn't have that pressure on their chest on a daily basis. You shouldn't put a child through that kind of pain and
going
trauma
muddy
and tribulation.
In the Power Wheel?
You never know. Sometimes it rains outside, and the soil will get muddy. Sometimes that happens.
And I would much rather have a toy that gets dirty, because you said X-Men can be used inside and outside. If I'm outside at daycare, my X-Men are getting dirty, filthy. Then I'm doing what? Bringing them inside of the house, bringing all that dirt in the house. The Power Wheel gets dirty. It stays outside or in the garage. It does not come into the house to bring that extra filth to create an extra mess.
Wow.
That is why Power Wheels win this argument that you're making right now.
Power Wheels can come inside the house.
Why would you bring Power Wheels in the house, dude? What's wrong with you?
You know, it's fun to drive around the house.
You're making dirt. I wouldn't let my kid drive Power Wheels in the house. You get dirt all over the
Put tires on my carpet?
Mm.
How many mimosas you had? Better come correct. I'm paying for
that. It's a possibility. And X-Men toys, you could just easily wash them in the sink. That's very easy.
You throw them right in the bath with the kids. You throw them in the bath.
Yeah, think about that bath time fun.
Damn, the bath time.
Bath time fun.
Okay.
I don't want my big toys like that in the bath
because these aren't that big.
I never had the small ones. I always had the big ones.
Oh. How big were your X-Men? Were they life size?
Like 8 inches.
Oh, 8 inches? Oh, okay. You didn't have a 6-foot beast. You couldn't.
If I could have got one, I would totally. So let me ask this, because you're on the fence and you had this part. So if you walk into class or wherever your friend's house with like a brand new Wolverine and it's like, oh, this is awesome, right? New toy.
Dope.
But what's the reaction like when you pull up to your best friend's house and that new Power Wheels?
Okay.
What are those two reactions?
If let's say the Power Wheels cost $300. I don't know what it costs. But let's say you also have the same value, the $300 worth of X-Men figures, huh?
Wow.
Let's say the money is the same. Now, what are we talking about?
But then the
thing
is, to bring that into effect, when you're talking about Power Wheels, and you said in your argument for Power Wheels that you've got tons of money, that child is loved, their parents are probably rich, right? So why wouldn't they just get you 6 different Power Wheels, one for you and all your friends?
Okay, then.
But hypothetical situation,
but everything has to be the same then. That same now, that's $1,800. That says $1,800. Mm-hmm. But now, in a vacuum, now we need $1,800 worth of X-Men figures.
That means everyone
in the whole school can get a figure.
Too much then.
No, that is compelling. That is compelling.
Thank you. Now we're taking in what it cost when we haven't done this at all in the bracket?
It's pretty late bracket edition.
Look, Dan, I'll make whatever arguments I want to make.
Just bringing up the facts here.
Because a Power Wheel, so you're saying it's a better toy because it's less expensive? We have not one time talked about the expensiveness of the toys.
I saved that argument
for
now.
You're disgusting.
Maybe we should have.
I decided to save that argument for now. Maybe we should have,
because that is hella compelling. If I had $300 worth of X-Men figures, I would take that over the Power Wheels.
Right, and think about how many kids could actually have X-Men figures, because it's like, hey, of course, yeah, little Johnny, I could spend $9, $10 on this Wolverine figure. But you can't just go buy it. For most kids, they just can't be walking in a Walmart or whatnot and say, hey, I want that Power Wheels, and their mother or father's like, sure, we'll get you this Power Wheels, because it's a very big expense. But think about how many kids could have access to these very affordable.
And that's
affordable,
great. That's not what the tournament's about. Because they really, in your example, wanted the Hot Wheels or the Power Wheels. That's what they wanted. But they settled for the cheaper toy because they could afford it. That doesn't make it a better toy.
I didn't say it was settling. I'm just saying in two different scenarios. I'm saying in one scenario, kid A says, I want those Power Wheels. And the mom or dad says, no, I'm sorry, we don't have Power Wheels money right now.
But we got X-Men money.
And then there's kid B. And kid B says, hey, I want that Wolverine. Not Scott Summers. I don't like Scott Summers.
You disgust me even more. Now you're making this personal.
And the parent says, you know what? I got a little bonus money for my job at Golden Corral. I got a little extra change.
Damn.
So yeah. You can have that Wolverine. You can have that weapon.
With that logic, why would you not have stick and tire in this position, E? Why didn't you go for that?
I never saw a stick and tire at Walmart bundled together as a toy.
They have both those things.
Guaranteed. It's over.
Bundled together as a toy?
In the sporting goods section.
They don't really sell sticks.
In the sporting goods section, I was there yesterday.
Wow.
Next to the yoga mats.
I said bundled together as a toy.
And I said next to the yoga mats, didn't I?
And I said bundled together as a toy.
Yes, next to the yoga mats.
That's not a toy. They were not marketed as a toy.
Oh, okay. Power Wheels. Come on, E. Now you're trying to bring in equality of pricing.
I'm not trying to convince you. I've already made my vote.
I'm saying if you have
the money to get a Power Wheels, you're going to get a Power Wheels over X-Men every time. Regardless, you're not going to go into the store and be like, well, do you want this Power Wheels or do you want like this $300 thing of X-Men?
Would you call it a Power Wheels?
Or I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out. Honestly,
Power Wheels, please.
I said it four different ways.
Oh, what? Would they know?
That's the exact scenario in my head, but I was like, I got to get through this.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but you said it like three times. I said, I got to talk about this. Oh, God.
He's talking about the snapshot. The snapshot of you rolling up on the Power Wheels versus the snapshot of you rolling up with a couple of new X-Men figures. They're very different things. Everybody loses their mind as you growing up in the new Bentley with the rims, not at the new Wolverine with the new claws.
I feel like it just gets old over time.
It does. And that's what I was about to say is the Power Wheels, the Power Wheel, the Power Wheels, the Power Wheel is one toy. And as amazing as the toy is, I feel like eventually you get bored of it. Not to mention that when the battery gets low and you're going real slow and it's faster to walk than it is to like drive, that sucks too. But more so because people get bored with just one thing. X-Men, you got a whole just diaspora of X-Men toys. So, X-Men. God! That hurt! I'm sorry!
I have a question.
It's over for Power Wheels.
What has Power Wheels beaten?
What has Power Wheels beaten
in this bracket? I need to know.
Has beaten Rubik's Cube.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And the Viewmaster, and also the Nerf crossbow.
It's been a cakewalk for Power Wheels. That's a cakewalk.
That's the first scene.
I was hoping that it beat something I could throw more of an argument at, but no. Yeah, it was pretty easy for Power Wheels.
Yeah.
Pretty
it's
easy.
It's been a cakewalk for Power Wheels.
Okay. So what's up next?
X-Men, man.
But a better toy?
Man. X-Men for the diversity and the range.
I mean, I love X-Men. It's just that pop.
You can pick up an X-Men at any given time, whenever you want to play it. Sometimes you got to wait for a Power Wheels to charge. That sucks. Like 6-7 hours. That's the worst.
Until you become smart enough to just charge it when you're done with it.
It's not about smart. It's about time. It's about time.
You plug it up when you're done.
But what if you play with it for like 4 or 5 hours?
It's done, guys.
The votes are in.
You go,
it's done.
The
votes are in.
That's fine.
X-Men.
It's tough.
It's fair.
It's tough.
It's a fair win.
X-Men.
It's a fair win.
Finally.
Yeah.
Lego versus Ninja Turtles.
Here we go. Y'all know where my vote is going. I'll go first because y'all going to have
I don't know what Lego did to you. I don't know who hurt you with Legos. I don't know if they pelted. Is that what happened one day you were at school and the little kids all decided, let's get handfuls of Legos? And they pelted you.
His vote is more important than mine?
They pelted you. I just want to ask something. I'm sorry I interrupted you, but I just want to ask real quick. How did Legos hurt you? What did they do to you?
It hurt me when I stepped on Legos. I've stepped on Legos. Legos actually has hurt me and several other people when they're left on the floor.
You hurt yourself.
That's your fault. Don't you blame Lego for what you did.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, Ninja Turtles, man. Ninja Turtles. Again, kind of for the same reason of the X-Men, like having all these characters that you identify with on the cartoon to have them in your hands, bro. You know? Ninja Turtles. I thought about it for a second.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtles. Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
Ninja Turtles.
Okay. It's one vote for Turtles. Tension is palpable.
I suppose you need some time. I will go here. I will go. And I suppose I'm pretty on the fence here. Kofi, you're looking at me with a very smug look. Legs
posed.
Legs crossed.
I'm eager for the debate. That's all. I'm just watching.
I will, because I think I know where Mr. Woods is going here. I will go with Lego simply because there's a vendetta out against Lego from Kofi. you've been doing this from what I understand, I think the entire tournament.
From what
true,
I understand.
It is true.
Yes,
true.
Like you haven't been here the whole time.
True. Right, I had to review the notes. But it appears that you are someone.
You were voting over Lego? You were consistently voting against
I didn't vote the game of life over Lego in the first round.
Let the
I
record
didn't mark
show.
That, but I think everything past then, I think you have.
Moving since then, you've your argument really hasn't been on building the toy opposite of Lego. Your argument has been really just about besmirching a brand that is iconic. It you know, so many kids have learned to construct things. The young budding engineers and architects of the world have learned to ply their trade by playing Lego. And what you have done, sir, what you have done is you have decided to pull down your pants and squat over Lego.
And then do what?
You have spread your cheeks and you have defecated.
Why
on the legacy of Lego, and I will not have it.
Wow.
I will not support this. I don't know what anyone did to you. And like I said, I feel like you had some traumatic event of your childhood, of your younger years.
Traumatic.
My schedule.
But anyways, this is not a vote against TMNT for me. This is a vote for Lego and for the honor. And I also, you know, just in case any Lego happenings
in
movies.
I feel like that's...
trying to get booked too.
The Ninja Turtle movie now.
There's that as well. But again, I didn't besmirch. Okay.
But you didn't.
I'm just so confused on what you want these children to do, because first you want them to use their imagination with Lego, and then you want them to not use their imagination with other things.
Not use your imagination?
I'm just very confused, because you're saying that with the kid playing with Legos, they have certain responsibilities to build, to keep the pieces together. But with Power Wheels, it's way too much responsibility to keep a charge. It's way too much responsibility to keep it clean and to make sure that's taken care of. And it's responsibility on a child's no good. But with Legos, it's a complete opposite.
What does that do with imagination?
I'm very confused with where you sit with how you want a kid to be.
You said something about imagination.
I'm understanding that you're hanging on that, but I got to the point. So we'll talk about the point.
You made no point about imagination.
Dear God, I know you heard me just speak to you. I'm saying that you're talking about there being too much put on the child with the Power Wheels, but you're fine with that being put on the child for the Legos. I don't understand why.
No, because I'm talking about the responsibility of the upkeep of a motor vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Right. So what responsibility am I referring to with Lego?
You're talking about Kofi saying that if you don't have the one piece, you can't play with it. And you're talking about, oh, well, you need to keep all your pieces together. Be responsible.
Responsible.
So you can use your Legos.
Responsibility.
Whatever.
Rugrats.
Yeah. Lego is okay. Fantastic. But the van.
The van.
Fair.
The van wins. Turtles advances.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Folks, with that, we are down to the terrific two.
Heroes and
we have.
Again, that's not a term.
I looked it up.
Terrible twos?
The terrible
twosomes?
Yes. The finals. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles toys versus X-Men toys.
This was the prophecy.
My God.
Is this what we talked about?
I mean,
this is it.
It seems like it.
Okay.
Whoa.
Let me start this off. I will say the van, incredible. TMNT, incredible. But honestly, just X-Men just captured my imagination more than TMNT did. Mm-hmm. And it's a show that I love. And I know we're voting on the toys, mm-hmm. not necessarily on the show. But
take it all in.
I have more brand connection with X-Men, yes. I don't know why that's funny. I don't know why you're laughing at what
because he's still mad about Legos.
But for me, and right now, I wear the TMNT toys. We don't have any present. And I'm...
That's
you know,
unfair. That's unfair.
It's not fair.
Sean happened to bring his personal X-Men toys.
For a reason.
We can't factor that in.
Sean doesn't have TMNT
toys. I have a Raphael toy at home I could have brought. He's a baseball player and he spins around.
Wow.
And,
I forgot they did like the
baseball ones, the samurai ones. Yeah.
The samurai ones were sick.
The space, like the astronaut turtles.
Because they would always do some sort of gimmick. Mm-hmm. And it was... Oh, man,
the gimmick one, you might have swayed me a little bit.
Yeah, right? I wasn't thinking about it. For some reason, I always go to, and this is a weird reason, I always go to when they had the trench coat ones.
Yeah.
Because that was always so funny to me, because it was such a ridiculous disguise. Like, oh, you're fine. You got a hat and trench coat. I don't see your green legs or your green face or
giant
your green
feet.
Three-fingered hands. What are you doing?
I'm starting to, were the TMNT toys just better toys?
Yeah.
Better made?
They were really good.
Here, I'll look up both.
Really, really
good. Because Technodrome, the sewer hideout, the blimp.
Yeah.
The Krang.
I think now this
is... Are you kidding me?
If I'm just talking about the quality of the... Now that I think about it, I feel like they were just higher quality, more just better looking toys.
Yeah.
Tactile.
And even so, like, the new ones are cool. I mean, obviously, they look different because it's a different animation style in the new show. But even those, you have, like, a plethora of weapons, and, like, they're all very different.
Yes.
And X-Men toys are the same. Let me see if I can find recent X-Men.
Do you remember
toys.
You would buy the Turtles toys and it would come with the plastic thing where you would have to punch out, like, here's the bow staff, here's the shurikens.
Yep.
You would punch out the little things.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Individually, yeah.
X-Men toys. Okay, they got a lot of stuff. They got, like, plushies now. Let me find a good picture so I can show you. So, okay. Like, well, a lot of the X-Men toys were, like, the cool packaging.
They did have cool packaging.
It also
right.
felt like it was kind of like
Weapon X.
The comic book.
Weapon X.
Yeah. Oh, look, Colossus comes with dumbbells.
What?
I'm out of that.
See, yeah. I got him. Yeah. Got him.
No,
okay, based on the Colossus make... dumbbells, my vote is X-Men.
Maybe I should not have shown that. Maybe I should not have shown that one.
Everybody know I like to lift weight.
I legitimately thought, like, man, Eel like this. But not thinking like it's going to make Eel's vote.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stopped him in his tracks.
I feel like the vote is decided anyways. So,
is it?
Is your vote officially in, E?
Isn't that what I said?
Why do you have to look away to ramp into looking over at him?
For the record.
I needed a second. Like, am I messing up right now? I took a second to have a mental inventory right now. And then I said, no, I'm not messing up. And then I whipped my head around.
I wrote an E next to X-Men. I just want to make sure I'm correct here.
It's official.
So okay. Right.
Man, I feel like X-Men, the toys were great. A lot of it, to me, coasted on the popularity of the cartoon and the comic books.
Coasted? How?
Well,
he said, excuse me?
Well, negative, I'm just saying, like,
they phoned it in.
You, not that they phoned it in, but the toys themselves were, they're good. They're good toys, high quality toys. But the reason that I bought an X-Men toy, I don't know, I'm making the same argument that I could for Ninja Turtles. But I'm saying, like, I got more fulfillment out of, like, the actual X-Men toy because I saw it on TV, as opposed to the Ninja Turtle toys, which were, like, really, really, like, cool toys. We talked about the Technodrome and the van, like, the versatility of the van. I can't think of it off the top of my head right now, and it might be me. I can't think of a single toy from the X-Men franchise that did as much as even that van.
No.
Or even, like, the Krang figure.
No.
Or the Technodrome. No. Or the sewer. You know what I mean? Like, I can't think of a single one. And I know I got a lot of joy out of the X-Men toys. I know I did. Mm-hmm. The playability of the toys was amazing.
They didn't do any vehicles or anything.
Can we look up to see
about
X-Men peripherals? Because
we can, but if you don't remember them,
that's very true. Right. You know,
I'll look just in case.
Sure.
But I'm
that's fair.
Yeah. Well, let's do our due diligence, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
You see that, Dan?
That's okay. Pretty good.
Yeah. All right. X-Men toys.
So are you still have you decided?
I'm on the fence. I'm really
if you're on the fence, I'm gonna go ahead and give mine.
Okay.
If that's okay. I'm looking at X-Men vehicles here. Oh, there's some stuff. There's some stuff. I remember now the Professor X chair. But I'm going to go ahead and say, like I've said through this entire thing, you could have put TMNT van. And I don't know. I'm racking my brain. I don't know of another toy that had as much versatility in such like a small, simple package. Like that van did everything. And you could have the figures in there. You could have the turtles in there. Like, you could have so many things going on. But then if you go van, and then you go, well, the van's not enough, then I'll say blimp. And then you immediately see it in your head. Like you said earlier, we don't know. We don't remember these peripherals that the X-Men had.
Right.
As I see them, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember seeing that. But, like, clearly it didn't resonate with me. So it's hands down is turtles for me.
God. Let me just look up the van packaging if it's like the way I remembered it. To me,
I think it had a turtle shell for a hubcap up
yep.
front.
Let's see. Toy.
Let's go, Kofi.
TMNT van.
Good luck.
Just like the presentation of the van, if it's like the way I remember it with April O'Neil on the cover, like standing in front of the van. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And just posing.
Full yellow
jumpsuit. You
like
know,
the
with
the
white
the
boots. Yeah. All of them, like. Oh.
Lesson? Yeah.
Yeah.
Austin Creed.
April O'Neil. Jessica Rabbit, right?
If you nasty.
That was all of us. It's so hard to vote against X-Men. And they belong here in the finals, of course. I got to go with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, man. Bro, Usagi Yojimbo. You know what I'm saying? Leatherhead. You know what I mean? Like who was the robot turtle? Like
Slash, I think.
Slash, the Casey Jones.
Yeah. Metalhead. Yeah.
Even the fact that you had like the four Ninja Turtles, and this is like obviously like a tribute to their like story in the comic books and everything, but the fact that they were like all turtles, but they were all like, they were all different. You know what I'm saying? And they were still able to come together and be like the ultimate team, you know?
Yeah. Okay, this is not what we're voting though, but better show.
Better show, and to me—
Wait, TMNT was a better show?
I think so.
Ooh, I disagree.
Hard
disagree.
I don't know. Maybe
it depends
on the day.
That's a different bracket.
Yeah, it's a different—
I know it's not, but I was just curious.
Toy-wise, TMNT. I've
rewatched TMNT. X-Men, the animated series, recently. It holds up quite well.
The thing is, they both hold up, but so the X-Men show is a little older. Yes. Like for a little, like kids, like 2 or 3 years older than the kids that Ninja Turtles was geared towards, mm-hmm. I feel. The older kids still mess with Ninja Turtles because it's so good. But I think that it was I can't even say it's harder for kids to get into, because I got my 3-year-old watching X-Men right now. He's loving it. Mm-hmm. I don't know, better show. I feel like X-Men had like harder music, so I could be like more like hard, like I don't know how to say, more like aggressively into it, like kind of like whatever, like rock feels like. Dun, 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 I'm like, oh, while Ninja Turtles just made me feel like poppy happy.
Yeah.
So it's different emotions.
It's edgier show.
Yeah.
A little edgier.
I don't know if I can pick a better one because they have very different vibes. But if I had to, I guess I'd have to go Turtles because I'm like, I've built my life, like not just like New Day stuff, like my whole life around like how deep your friendships are and how like the pieces of the pieces are more together than they are separate. Like that's like legit the story of my life. And so I kind of got that from Ninja Turtles.
Resonation.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have a winner.
The winner. Ninja Turtles. Yeah. The greatest toy of all time. Mm. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles toys.
Right. Yeah, once again, there was no Barbie in here, which is a really gross, foul, which is something
Dan's fault.
I hate to do this, but I have to put that on you.
That's it.
I don't want to have this debate anymore. Let's just wrap it up.
I could post the text conversation. I think it's pretty clear there.
he's begging for suspension.
Does Barbie beat Turtles?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's because, once again, this is why we should actually do one of these with a panel. That's with people from— the problem is we're just three black men all of about the same age, except for one of us who's a little bit older. But
it could be either of us.
He's talking about
non-34.
He's talking about
it. It could be either of us.
Ian and I are the same age. Huh?
But yeah, the problem is
I'll be there soon.
Barbie wouldn't have made it because of the people voting on it, which is—
but it's your tournament. That's the thing.
Right.
This
but
is
it's,
your
it's skewed.
Yeah, it's your tournament.
But I'd be intrigued to get more of a well-rounded view.
But I would say, like, I might, but then we'd be taking full brands into account. Like Barbie doesn't beat Turtles.
No way.
For you?
No.
Yeah, definitely for
me. But I'm telling you, if you have a different perspective, if you have a 34-year-old woman who grew up with Barbie, I think Barbie was extremely influential.
Definitely.
I think you could argue that Barbie's a bigger, more impactful brand than TMNT.
Yeah, yeah. You could definitely say Barbie has had the most influence.
I mean, if you
polled
everyone, Tyrone Sick might have won.
Bro,
Dan,
we're
having a real conversation.
You are definitely suspended. I don't know what I'm lying.
I want to speak up for the people that love Tire and Stick.
Thank you on their behalf. Yes. But we're talking.
You're welcome.
We're going to put Barbie over for a little
first
while.
First of all, they're all in a home, by the way. they're not ambulatory. And God bless them. You know, they lived a long, beautiful life. But those people who grew up in Depression era America...
One hall away from the Marbles and Jacks players.
The Little Rascals. Yeah.
Damn.
You got the He-Man Woman Haters Club. They're just old little rascals.
Anyways, I suppose we are wrapping up this episode.
Yeah.
That's it.
I suppose
we have a winner.
I am curious about the Barbie situation.
How Barbie would have done?
Yeah. I feel like Barbie would have made it real far.
Yeah. With us?
Yeah. Not with us.
I don't think with us.
Definitely not with not with me anyway, because I go, you know, personal experience. I'm just saying personal experience, that's
you just,
all.
You just said it that way, not with
me. No.
I didn't want to speak for you, that's why. I'm just saying, I didn't want to speak for y'all. I'm just saying it would have gotten to like, I don't know.
Because I went to daycare when I was little. Shout out La Petite Academy.
Was La Petite a national thing?
Yeah, it was a brand.
Okay, there was one in Florida.
When I went to college, I transferred to one in South Carolina. And then I would work at the one at home in summers. Yeah, because it was all the same.
Daycares?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, so when I went there, so we had like just like the toys in a bin. So we would play with everything. Mm. So like Barbies were a big deal because all the Barbies were tall as some of the taller action figures.
Oh yeah.
And so like we would play with all of them. So Barbie would have got pretty far with me because it just made for like more practical imaginary fight scenes. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That has been the, four episode?
Mm-hmm.
Finally. It's over. If anyone is listening to this podcast and you just despise this tournament, I'm sorry. We just took hours upon hours of your life, if you're still with us. But it's over now.
Yeah. I do feel like that grade eight mm-hmm. from there
thank
on
you, thank you.
Was
yes.
real intense.
Yeah, it was intense.
Yeah. Don't call it that.
Everyone, hashtag grade eight.
Yeah.
EIHT or the number eight, just so they know.
EIGHT. Ooh. If they ever do the King of the Ring again, they should just call it the Great Eight.
Yeah, just do the number eight. It'll be harder or easier.
Easier.
Yeah.
Great. Very eight. Clear instructions for the folks at home.
So GR8? Eight?
Ooh, God, no. Great GR, eight. Because then that's just great. Unless you put great eight and you have two eights.
GRAT.
There's also no reason to because it's done.
GR8.
Let's give it a
start. Hashtag GR88.
GR88.
Great.
Don't do that.
Yeah, that's good.
If you have any self-respect, don't do that.
At Big E, WWE Big E.
Yes. At WWE Big E, hashtag GR88. Thank you very much for listening to this.
For the six people that actually do this, I hope it's funny to you.
It'll be very funny. Because
even one.
That me and Cope will screenshot it and put it in the group chat.
You know how you can go through and mute certain phrases? That's what I'm going to do.
Well, it's fine because, like I said, we'll just screenshot them to you anyway, so you'll see it.
Yeah, you'll get it.
Yeah, you know how you can block people and block their numbers?
Mute a screenshot.
Yeah. You know how you can get a G-chat number?
Just close this out already.
All right. I am Austin Creed. You can catch me on Twitter at Austin Creed Wins and Instagram as well, doing wrestle things, video game things, learning how to play the bass. And you can check me out on Up, Up, Down, Down, my YouTube channel. We play video games there. Come and watch. And you can go to UUDDShop.com to get all of your Up, Up, Down, Down apparel. And you can check me out all across G4 on all social platforms. It's at G4TV. Follow them. Check them out because they're great.
You can catch me at True Kofi on the Instagram and the Twitter. That's right, at True Kofi. I got rid of the at on Instagram because Skinny Nikki helped me out, so we got some synergy going on, with the same name. So yeah, that's where I'm at. If you're already following me, then it doesn't mean anything to you. But if you're not, then that's where I'm at.
And I'm at WWE Big E on Twitter and on Instagram, per usual. I don't need your follows. I'm back to not needing your follows because I think I'm done with stuff to plug for a little bit. So unfollow me. Yeah. And when I got something to plug, then you can come back. But right now, I got nothing for you, nothing of any merit. But I guess do watch Laser Wolf. Watch Laser Wolf. It's a fun show. Seasons 1 and 2 are out there somewhere. I don't really know, but find them. It's fun. It's cool. Also, find the New Day podcast shirt. I guess it's still a thing on Up Up Down Down shop. They got a sweet shop. Go there. Buy all the things there. Just spend all your little paycheck, all your little monies. Take all your little guaps, your little cheddars.
Let us get your pennies.
Right. But it's cool, too. If you don't want to spend your pennies, that's fine as well. And that's it for me.
Fantastic. Well, if you enjoyed this podcast, which we know that you did, tell your friends about it. Tell them to listen to it. Tell them they can listen to it wherever they listen to their podcast. Just go to that search bar, type in The New Day, click the pink picture with the three black guys' faces in it. That is us. Anytime you hit subscribe, you are helping the algorithms and helping your boys out. If you're on Apple listening to this, give us that 5-star review if you don't mind, because that helps us out as well. So until next time, we have been your boys, the New Day.
Whoa!
Wow.
Man,
that felt good.
That's great.
All right, we out. Bye.